This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here in the live Saturday episode of the show, number 603-283-6160, whether it be about banned books, cryptocurrency, gold and silver. We got the Pledge of Allegiance on the way. Should it be banned? Not banned, but you know, just gotten rid of. People should stop. Oops, sorry, Captain. Say that again.
This is not a form of brainwashing.
Yeah, we can get into that as well. Google disinformation project, civil war. Well, there's a lot we can talk about. Of course, the phones are open with you tonight. It's Ian.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And the Reverend Captain Kickass.
We're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts here to start this hour. First up, John is in Delaware. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about the experience I had the morning after Joseph Biden's Orwellian speech to the nation.
Oh, you'll have to be more specific.
The most recent one.
Oh, yeah, the one with the red lights and the Marines in the background. Looking
you'll
like
have to be at. More specific.
Did you not see this in the last 48 hours?
48, yeah. Oh, within the last 28 hours. Okay.
Yeah, it was like
I thought you might have been talking about the time where he was like, Putin cannot remain in power. And they're like, now, when he said that, that's not a policy thing.
What's that, John?
You guys were more like, which one are you talking about, right?
Right.
No, I know which one you're talking about. We covered it in the last couple nights of the show. We actually saw it. The picture started coming out during one of our shows a couple of nights ago. And my immediate thought was, this is straight out of the Chancellor's speech from V for Vendetta.
We have to remind them why they need us.
What's that, John?
Anyway, so the next morning, you know, you guys know me from calling in. That I'm a Trump supporter. Don't get off topic, but don't get, you know, butthurt about it. But I had my MAGA hat on when I went to Walmart to cash my check. Can I say Walmart?
You just
too late.
All right, cool. Anyway, so I go to the store to cash my check, and I had two checks to cash. And I got my MAGA hat on because I was really upset about the way this guy was portraying us the night before, man, like we're all the enemy. So I got my hat on. She cashes the first check, giving me no problems whatsoever. It cashes. She gives me the money. Bam, thank you, ma'am. So I noticed that the second check, I look. I must not have noticed. She must have grabbed it off the counter while I wasn't looking. Well, I noticed that she wiped her thumb across the bottom of the check for some reason before she ran it through the machine. You know, there's a machine that they actually run the check through, and it reads the digital code.
Yep, right.
She sabotaged my check, man. She smudged out all the numbers on the bottom and told me that the machine's not going to accept your check, sir. You're going to have to call Social Security and have them send you another check,
That's
man.
Annoying.
So
yeah, and it's nonsense because if they're still legible, you can enter those by hand.
That was my argument. Thank you very much. I said, can you do me a favor? Then I tried being calm and cool.
No, absolutely.
I've had them tell me they can't do it.
Really?
There was a time
they
when...
They told me they couldn't do it. The guy came up to me like a maniac and said, not only can she not do it, if she could, she's not doing it.
I don't think that was... I don't think they were lying to you about that. I mean, I'm not a MAGA person or anything like that, and I was at a Walmart, and I had a check that came from Western Union, and I was trying to see if I could cash that check there, because I had no bank account at that time. And they told me, and it was an issue with reading the check, same exact issue, but they didn't do it. It was
the
just,
machine, right?
Yeah, the machine just couldn't read that check for whatever reason, and I said, well, can you do it manually? And they said, no, I'm sorry, we can't. You'll need to contact.
I've had it several times where I went to the same place we were just talking about, Wally World, and the check had a tear in it, and they actually put it in with the keyboard. So she was totally lying, first off, and second off. I saw her smudge and sabotage.
Oh, I'm not disbelieving what you're saying there about that.
Yeah, man, I was physically attacked. They started grabbing on my shirt and stuff, man. I had to call the police.
Why? Why did they grab you? Just because you wouldn't leave or something?
I have no idea. These people treated me like I was some sort of third-class citizen. It was like we were living in a different world. Mm. I'm surrounded by like five walls.
This is what you get from not having a bank account.
Well, as a MAGA supporter, John, you know what they were saying about you
nowadays, especially. You see what they're doing to people's banks in China, buddy? You guys got to pay closer attention, man.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that story. I've seen those stories about the people in China. They're not being allowed to withdraw funds from their banks.
Yeah, rolling up tanks
to
make sure.
If they're coming for us next.
Sure, they're already denying people access to bank accounts for various reasons here in the United States. So I guess the question is, what do you do about it?
There's nothing you can do about it. I press charges against
No, there's
Walmart.
Plenty I can do about it. Stop using
them.
Their
I'm
money.
Sue them. Yeah, I got a lawyer that I'm going to go see on the 12th, and I'm going to sue Walmart not only for discrimination, but for touching me. You're not allowed to touch people, okay?
Well, and so, maybe you'll get some justice in a year and a half.
And when I'm rich, I'll still listen to you guys. Because
all right,
so
man.
Although we don't agree on everything, you guys are the freest of free speech shows.
Are you thinking that like the Trump supporters right now are going to start supporting secession, or are they still want to take back over the U.S. government and try
the
to change
it? The thing about secession is, what state has enough waivers to secede from the union, man?
Just about the numbers, man. It's about who's got, you know, individually, how many people have waivers.
Not too many of them. I'm not seeing many of them anymore. Mm-hmm. Now, the guys from my...
Why wouldn't you... Why not move to Texas?
As much as these kids, man. I said that. I said, did Texas join the union so they ought to have a right to secede? And if they...
Boy, all of them joined the union at some point.
ASAP.
All right, you should move there. Thank you for the call tonight, John. I appreciate it. Conservatives need to move to places like Texas. Liberals need to move to places like New York and California, and libertarians need to move to
New Mexico. Let's not forget New Mexico.
Yeah, well, sure.
Because a lot of people are leaving California because they can't live there anymore.
Sure.
Yeah, but they participated in
creating the situation. Well, I'm just saying, yes, absolutely. And I would like to encourage them to move to equally leftist or relatively close to leftist places like New Mexico.
No doubt. All right, so the number here is 603-283-6160. You can join us.
I do want to say, because, was it John?
John.
He brings up an interesting thing, and you made the point, Peekless, that there is plenty that a person can do. One of the things you can do, I was thinking to myself, well, if only there was some kind of solution to this check problem that he's having. Like, well, there is. It's called cryptocurrency.
Yeah, if only there was some kind of alternative money system that they couldn't lock you out of,
right.
That you didn't have to rely on the SWIFT system to get your cash checked, or, your check cashed.
SWIFT is international, but yeah, I know what you're saying.
I mean, it's all one system.
Now, because he's talking about cashing his Social Security check, there's no way around
it. Never going to change that.
Yeah, if he's getting it, you know, not through a direct deposit, if he doesn't have an account or something, then, you know, he might want to go somewhere other than Walmart.
It sucks, though. I mean, it really sucks.
Well, yes, say that. Back when I didn't have a credit union account, which was much better of me, in my opinion, I would go to multiple check cashing places, and they all use the same service. So if you go to Walmart and they can't do it, then chances are that the...
I'm just talking about him getting, you know, the smudge treatment, so to speak.
Yeah.
You know, go somewhere where the customer service is a bit friendlier.
It's just awful dealing with banks and dealing with these. You know, even if you don't have a bank account, then life is still difficult in various other ways, because if you end up with a check, then it's like, what the hell do you do with it? And no one wants your check unless you jump through all these other hoops.
Life is definitely made more difficult without a bank account.
Let's go to Sarah. Speaking of New Mexico, here she is calling from Albuquerque. Go ahead, Sarah. You're on the air.
Oh, yeah. I was wondering, what happened to Ian?
I'm sitting right here.
Oh, you are? Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So are you, do you think it's a good idea for people from California to move into New Mexico? Are you welcoming towards your neighbors from California coming on in there?
Well, you know, something, I kind of got, like, mixed feelings, like a half and half. What is that?
Half and half.
I love their,
half and half.
Well, there's a lot of things I like about them.
Uh-huh.
They have, like, really progressive ideas, but also they're driving up our real estate prices.
Ooh.
Because they come here with so much money. I mean, they probably sold their homes for, like, $700,000 mm-hmm. or whatever, and they come here and offer whatever they want. I mean, they $400,000, whatever that is.
You think that affects you even though you're in a trailer park?
Well, the thing is that we're trying to move into a home, but we can't.
You know what else drives up real estate prices? Government money for housing.
Sure does. Thank you for the call tonight, Sarah. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're going to get into the Pledge of Allegiance on the way, maybe Civil War as well. It's time to end the pledge. In fact, as the captain pointed out earlier, it never should have come about in the first place. But better late than never. Maybe there's a new push for this. Now, you're welcome to weigh in here. Your thoughts are welcome at 603-283-6160.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Appreciate what we do. Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, phones open. You can join us here. On the way, your thoughts on the supposed civil war that now 45 percent of Americans seem to think it's coming within the next decade.
Why don't we have a swivel war instead? Everybody just rock back and forth a little bit and see who wins.
We can try that. Also, that's on the way here tonight. But we're going to get into this, the whole Pledge of Allegiance thing first. I do want to let you know about LifetimeLiberty.com. That's where you can go to get tickets for the upcoming Free Cities Foundation annual conference happening in the beautiful city of Prague, October 21st through the 23rd. They're going to be showcasing autonomous cities and intentional communities springing up around the world, offering opportunities for settlers to live freer lives. The conference theme this year is Parallel Structures for Progress, and you can save 20% on your tickets, because you're a Free Talk Live listener, by using code FTL20, that's FTL like Free Talk Live, and the number 20, FTL20, all run together, over on their checkout at LifetimeLiberty.com. That's LifetimeLiberty.com. You can follow their Twitter account for the conference. It's at LibertyIOL, as in Liberty in Our Lifetime. You can, by the way, buy your tickets for Bitcoin if you like. You just have to direct message them on Twitter for instructions. I guess they don't have a system for that. But LifetimeLiberty.com, code FTL20, will save you 20% on your tickets to Prague, October 21st through the 23rd. You get to see our very own Mark Edge, co-host here of Free Talk Live. He's going to be speaking there. I suspect he's going to talk about Honduras, which is where he's right now as we speak.
I think all oscillating is swiveling, but not all swiveling is oscillating.
Backward.
This is a good question.
Wait, all oscillation is swiveling, but not all swiveling is oscillation.
No. Well, so...
All right, I'm swiveling right now. I'm going back and forth.
Well...
But I'm also oscillating.
So a swivel requires a rotation.
Does it, though?
Yeah.
Because one can install a swivel, but for the purpose of oscillation.
What is a swivel?
It's like a contraption that you build that allows things to go back and forth.
You can down that.
A swivel is a fastening device that allows the thing fastened to turn around freely upon it, especially to turn in a full circle.
To turn freely upon it.
Yes.
So, especially in a full circle.
So you can
especially, but not always.
So you can oscillate forward and backward, but you cannot swivel forward and backward.
Mm. Oh, that's true. Oh, very good.
You can oscillate up and down. You can oscillate on and off.
I once thought about starting a band called Oscillator, but I'm back and forth about it.
I'm a little ambivalent, honestly.
I go back and forth on it.
So one thing I think that all three of us can probably agree we are not back and forth on is ending the Pledge of Allegiance. Are we all in agreement on that one?
I love it. So many comedians have covered this, and it's great.
Ending
that,
the pledge?
Well, or just talking about how stupid the Pledge of Allegiance is,
really?
Right? Well, first of all, Doug Stanhope, first
and foremost.
Well,
he's a libertarian comedian.
Well, okay, but like... George Carlin talks about it.
Really?
Or did at some point in one of his specials. And it's like, okay, let's break it down. I pledge allegiance to the flag. Well, the flag is a piece of cloth.
It is.
Why would you pledge your allegiance to a piece of cloth? Like, if you reworded, I pledge allegiance to a piece of cloth.
Not the cloth, the pattern of cloth.
I pledge allegiance to this specific pattern of cloth sewn together with these specific colors. Like, why would you pledge your allegiance to a piece of cloth?
I know why, because to them it represents something. It represents a greater concept.
My grandfather died for that flag.
It's an icon that represents God, in this case, the God of the state. That's why. I mean, that's not what they would say,
sure.
But that's ultimately the answer. The news is Fargo, North Dakota. By the way, the credit to LouRockwell.com's Lawrence Vance for this story. News is that Fargo, North Dakota's school board has recently apparently decided the Pledge of Allegiance has to go because of, not for the right reasons, but for some reason.
Is it the one nation under God?
That's a factor, yeah. So because of inclusivism and diversity, the school's vice president or the school board's vice president.
I don't think that's a word. Inclusivism?
Well, whatever.
You can throw an ism on top of it.
He said this, the word God in the text of the Pledge of Allegiance is capitalized. The text is clearly referring to the Judeo-Christian God, and therefore it does not include any other faiths, such as Islam, Hinduism, Buddhism, all of which are practiced by our staff and students. The pledge, he says, is a non-inclusionary act that doesn't align with the district's diversity, equity, and inclusion values.
So that sounds to me like they're just going to change the pledge back to what it was before this.
Well, no, you should be able...
used to include the phrase under God.
That's correct.
Well, okay, but like, if you just substitute anything else, right? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the sports organization known as NASCAR.
Right?
Like, that just sounds ridiculous, doesn't it? Right?
Yeah.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of Oprah Winfrey's talk show.
Well, I'll tell you, none of that would sound ridiculous if I had been doing it for like a decade.
Right, if Oprah had run the schools.
Right. Now, if I... And that's the thing. So, like... This performs a very specific function. So you memorize
repetition.
You memorize these words when you don't know what they are.
Right.
Right. So that when you learn what those words mean, that program is already running in your brain.
Yep.
So that you believe and act upon the belief of what you have stated.
So yeah, these people are not banning the pledge because it's a statist indoctrination pledge. It's just not statist in the right way for them. The state Republican Party called the decision laughable. North Dakota Republican Senator Kevin Cramer tweeted, quote, "Please don't judge North Dakota on the actions of a few cultural and intellectual outliers on the Fargo School Board. Join me in our beautiful state, and I will introduce you to the best of the best across the fruited plains," unquote. So Vance says, "Now, I know the progressives on the school board in North Dakota want to do away with the pledge because they're stupid and evil, but the pledge still ought to be scrapped. Many Americans no doubt think the pledge is in the Constitution, that the founding fathers recited the pledge, that it's against the law for students in school to refuse to recite the pledge, that the wording of the pledge has never been changed, or that reciting the pledge is patriotic."
That would be some deeply ingrained statism if you're like, it's illegal for students not to recite it.
And when it was first instituted, they made kids do what is the Nazi salute to the flag as they recited the pledge. Go look it up.
But their fingers were bent slightly, so slightly different.
You have to remember, at the time, it wasn't the Nazi salute. The Nazis had adopted that salute,
right,
and then they changed in the United States.
Yeah. We can't look like we're Nazis, too.
Both the Nazis and Bellamy took after the Romans in their, you know, sort of sun god-style worship.
Yeah. I pledge allegiance to the swoosh of the footwear company known as Nike.
They know nothing.
Well, if Nike ran our schools, that's what it would be.
These people who are true believers in the pledge and ignorant about it know nothing about the origin of the pledge and its author, Francis Bellamy, who lived in the 1800s and died in 1931.
Communist flag maker.
Or the subsequent history of the pledge. How many Americans know that the author of the pledge was a socialist minister forced to resign from his pastorate who believed in an indivisible union for which the Civil War was fought? Because he was. He was what they called a Christian socialist, I believe, at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, kind of like a Nazi. Those were socialists, too.
Is that like a democratic socialist?
I don't know how you define Christian socialist exactly, but he's a socialist, and that's enough for me.
So Christians tend to be either socialist or anti-socialist. Now, if you're a socialist, you emphasize the, you know, giving generosity side of Christianity, and you believe that this is the best way to do that. And if you don't, then you emphasize, you know, say the part where God told you don't ever have kings. This is a bad idea.
We're going to continue with some more facts, a little history about the Pledge of Allegiance that they never taught you in government school.
Can we talk about Jesus flipping the tables of the tax collectors?
We could talk about that if you wanted to.
I just like talking about that.
I don't think it has anything to do with the Pledge of Allegiance, though. The number here is 603-283-6160, and you can join the show on this live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. You can join us online anytime you want over at freetalklive.com. 603-283.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
An airport worker with minimal flight training stole an airplane from Tupelo Regional Airport where he worked for 10 years and scared thousands on the ground in northern Mississippi. Corey Wayne Patterson circled the sky for 5 hours before safely landing in a soybean field where he was arrested. Patterson knew how to take off, just not how to land. At one point, he threatened to crash into a Walmart, prompting an evacuation. No one was injured. Patterson faces charges of grand larceny and making terroristic threats. Federal charges are on the table. Evacuation orders are in place after 2 wildfires ignited in Northern California. The Mill Fire, which began Friday afternoon, burned close to 4,000 acres by Saturday morning and is 20% contained. The Mountain Fire began Friday evening. It's only 5% contained and so far has torched close to 3,400 acres. This is USA Radio News. Former Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev is being remembered for helping to end the Cold War and for precipitating the end of the Soviet Union, later calling it the greatest geopolitical catastrophe of the 20th century. Gorbachev was laid to rest on Saturday. Russian President Vladimir Putin claimed to be too busy to attend the funeral. Gorbachev died Tuesday at the age of 91. For the second time this week, NASA is scrubbing the launch of its crew capsule into lunar orbit. A fuel leak is the reason for the launch being canceled on Saturday. Escaping hydrogen caused the first scrub to occur on Monday. No word on when NASA might try again. After this coming Tuesday, a 2-week launch blackout period will kick in. If extensive fuel leak repairs are required, the capsule could be moved from the launch pad back into its hangar. That would delay the flight until October. More than 300 flights into, within, and out of the U.S. have been canceled so far this holiday weekend, with thousands more delayed. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160.
Join us.
And we're talking about the Pledge of Allegiance. Terrible, terrible statist indoctrination thing that they have young children repeat every single day, that they are in the government indoctrination camps, and we come to believe that this is some sort of a good thing, when the reality is it's just programming people to love the government.
I pledge allegiance to an inanimate object. Why?
Because they said so.
Because of the abstract idea that it represents.
And not only because they said so, but because social pressure says you better do it. So even those kids who are prescient enough or aware enough to say, yeah, I don't want to say this. Well, if their friends, you know, turn them out because they're not allegiant to the flag, then that might hurt, and they may just go ahead and decide to go along to get along. Or they get in trouble from the teacher who makes them stand outside or something like that. There's a lot of social pressure involved in this as well.
I pledge allegiance to the microphone of the audio manufacturer known as Sennheiser.
By the way,
does it represent something?
Coming up tonight in about 2 hours, about a half hour after the radio show ends, 10:30 Eastern Time, roughly, will be the start of the third episode of Beard Talk Live.
We're going to keep the party going.
It's going to happen. You guys have been doing a show.
Uncensored.
Yes, that's correct. Free Talk Live, or Freer Talk Live, as we tend to call the internet version of this show, which has been brought back by Beard Talk Live in the last few weeks. Nobody, our co-host, comes in here at around 10. You guys get together, and then at 10:30 Eastern on our video streaming services, such as Odyssey, which you can find over at watch.freetalklive.com. They'll take you right to the streaming page. You'll be able to watch these guys and listen, if you prefer, talking about various different subjects, and again, without the pesky FCC regulations.
And you can call in.
In the way. And yes, phones are open. You guys seem to have been having a good time with those. If you are not able to listen live, that's okay. We're also putting it in our podcast. And that includes the full normal listener podcast. So even though Daily Digests are going into the podcast now for the full radio, instead of the full radio show, this is not a radio show. And since it's an internet-only show, I figure the internet should have that show. Cause,
agreed.
Yeah, so the idea behind the new changes with the podcast are that maybe internet people don't want to hear all the radio stuff that we have to do for the radio show, so that's why we're summarizing the radio show, be the digest. But the Beard Talk Live is going out in full, so look forward to that if you're a podcast subscriber. If you are not yet subscribing to the Free Talk Live podcast, get over to feeds.freetalklive.com, and you can find the link to it there. You can also find links to, like, iHeartMedia and Google Podcasts and these other sort of major platforms, Spotify, those things.
I just want to also give a big thanks to the production team who has been working diligently to bring you Beard Talk Live. That's you, Ian.
Oh, I thought you were thanking yourself.
No.
You're the one that's doing all the work.
We couldn't do it without, you know, the infrastructure that you've provided.
All right, well, thanks. So we're talking about the Pledge of Allegiance here, and LouRockwell.com's Lawrence Vance has a really good story. I just love coming back to this. I'm glad they bring it up from time to time because it gives us an excuse to talk about this. Because this is one of those things that, whether you be on the left or on the right, or wherever your political perspective comes from, most people believe the Pledge of Allegiance is a good thing. And that's because they've had it pounded into their head via repetition and this social pressure that I touched on earlier for so long. But the reality is, the history of the pledge is an ugly thing.
Yeah. But they did X to me and I turned out fine.
Yeah, well, it's time to stop doing X, because X, in this case, the Pledge of Allegiance, has indoctrinated people into loving the state, trusting the government, believing in the government, and there's just so much wrong with it. The number one thing wrong with it was written by a socialist. So that right there should give pause to a huge number of Americans, many of whom are on the right, and who for a long time probably have loved the Pledge of Allegiance and waved the flag and all that. Well, guess what? The socialist named Francis Bellamy, who was a flag salesman, as I understand he wanted you to get into this. He pushed for this thing to be included in places like schools.
What better way to sell the inanimate object that you're pledging your allegiance to?
Right.
Yeah, I think I said flag maker earlier, but yeah, flag salesman, which is a great way to sell more flags.
You did say just a minute ago that it would give people pause, and I just pictured people with, like, giant paws.
So a little bit more.
I got to say, whoever brought this up, they are worried about the wrong God. Like, they're worried about the capital G Judeo-Christian Abrahamic God, and no, that's not the God that this indoctrinates you to faith with.
This is the God of the states.
Right.
Sure. So how many Americans know the author of the pledge sought to use public schools as a tool to indoctrinate children into his socialist vision of patriotism?
I did not know that, but I know now.
How many Americans know that the pledge was not recited in a public school until 1892? How many Americans know Congress didn't officially recognize the pledge until 1942, 50 years later? How many Americans know the original salute to the flag, and you touched on this earlier, Captain, was the outstretched arm salute later adopted by the Nazis? That one's one of the biggest shockers, I think, about this whole thing.
Yeah, mostly as a visual thing. Like, when you see those black and white pictures of a school, an entire classroom full of school children raising their arms, and you read the part that says this is in America.
Well, and what's telling is that, you know, you could assume, if you've never seen a photo like this before, that, oh, these are children of Nazi Germany. But no, there's an American flag in the picture.
Right.
Yep. How many Americans know the Supreme Court ruled in 1943 that students cannot be required to recite the pledge? Now, that's not to say that they haven't been punished for it. There have been many schools where punishments have been meted out for this.
Little Billy didn't say his pledge again today, Mrs. Smith.
But of course, if you don't sue, then the punishment stands, right?
And to those children, I say thank you for your service.
Indeed. How many Americans know the phrase, under God in the pledge, was not added until 1954? How many? And that was, of course, to make it more palatable to people on the right. Right.
Oh, shoot, they're catching us in our socialism. We so better make them like it.
It used to just skip over it and go, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all?
Huh. Understand
that.
How many Americans know the Supreme Court ruled in 2004 that students cannot be required to even stand for the Pledge of Allegiance? How many of them know that most other countries don't even have an equivalent of the pledge?
Wouldn't it be weird if, like, instead of, standing for the pledge, they had you, like, I don't know, do, like, a headstand or something, right? Or, balance on one leg before reciting the pledge, right? I'm just saying that the whole thing is ridiculous, and if you just insert something different for every phase of the thing that it is, its ridiculousness is automatically illustrated.
Now,
but if you stand on one leg, you look less fascist.
I think it's worth pointing out here that other countries do have things like national anthems, which is kind of a different, it's still indoctrination and all that, but they're saying specifically that most other countries do not have a pledge to their flag. That does not exist. They do say that it has been said that countries that do have such a thing either emulate the United States, so they're copying us, or they're totalitarian regimes. So one or the other.
But you repeat yourself.
Yes, exactly. So he says he was surprised to see the truth about the pledge in a new book, which is written by Pete Hexeth and David Goodwin, called Battle for the American Mind, Uprooting a Century of Miseducation, published this year.
Nice.
And they wrote this. In 1892, Bellamy, an early progressive, authored the precursor to the Pledge of Allegiance called the Bellamy Salute, which would come to be used in schools across the United States.
He was kind enough to name it after himself.
Yeah. Bellamy's, curiously, the Bellamy Pledge included the Roman salute with the outstretched arm, very similar to what would later be known as the Nazi salute. It was nearly identical to what would become our current pledge, except that it made no mention of God. Bellamy's salute had a purpose, to unite and elevate the American people with reference only to America, not to Christ. The Western Christian Paideia no longer bound America together, and the new pledge was designed to supplant the creeds of Christianity. The public school classroom would become a shrine of sorts to progressive ideas. And boy, have they been successful at that.
So this was his way of getting back at them for the, like, we believe in one God, etc., etc.
Well, remember, before public schools, schools were run primarily by, like, the Catholic Church, for instance, or other churches. And so secularists, obviously, didn't want any of that, so they came up with their own prayer, and they force the kids to say it every single day. There's more coming up here, a little bit more about the pledge. You're welcome to share your thoughts. Are you ready to let this thing go yet? What would it take to convince you that this was...
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option.
Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Welcome to the show. The number here is 603-283-6160. You want to weigh in here on the time to end the Pledge of Allegiance. And no, it's not because of one word or another is in it or isn't in it. It's because of the whole concept of the idea of the Pledge of Allegiance, which is basically socialist indoctrination, statist, big government, pro-government indoctrination. That's what it's always been, with or without the words God. That's what everybody wants to focus on. Oh, it shouldn't have, or it should have the words God. No, it shouldn't exist at all.
I thought it was because the furniture polish manufacturer Pledge sued them.
No, I don't
copyright infringement.
So. How are we supposed to run a world empire if we don't indoctrinate our children into a love of that empire?
Indeed. And this was all brought about by a man named Francis Bellamy, who was a Christian socialist and a flag salesman who wanted to literally push socialism on every child
in
the United States.
That's a profession I have never met. I've met a whole bunch of people in my life. I have never met a flag salesperson, yes.
They do exist, though, right?
They have to, you would think, right?
There's websites that'll sell you flags. So presumably there's a guy answering the phone there, and he's their salesman, right?
They don't have to travel anymore. Too many people want flags now, thanks to Francis Bellamy.
I have purchased flags from one of these websites. I got I got like 400 of these little miniature, just 6-inch flags with the New Hampshire flag on them that we've been handing out at freedom rallies.
Oh, okay.
You know, secession right. rallies. Not that I love the state flag.
You've interacted with a flag salesperson?
Yeah, I think it's pretty ugly flag, honestly, but the whole idea is to shift people's perspective from the U.S. flag to the New Hampshire flag. It's a step. Yeah. In that direction of decentralizing and promoting the idea of independence. In fact, I was just talking to Bonnie today. We were driving to the grocery store, and I noticed people have flags up, right? They're on flagpoles or whatever. Businesses have them.
And it's the holiday weekend, too, so Labor Day. Yeah.
So my thought was, and look, I'm a libertarian. I believe in property rights. I'm not actually serious about this. But what would happen if somebody went and just replaced one of those flags? So, like, go up to an American flag on somebody's property, just take it down. Don't do anything with it. Just set it down next to it or whatever. Don't burn it or, steal it or anything. Just take it out of the holder, set it down, and put a New Hampshire flag in there. And just go away. just to see what happens. Like, oh, this is better. This looks better. I'm just rearranging things.
I have a,
I think they'd call the police.
Yeah, they probably would.
I have a flag holder on the front porch of my house, but I'm thinking about removing it because I'm not using it, and I don't intend to put one up.
You don't want to signal to your neighbors what your beliefs are? Because that's what it would do. Right?
Why?
That's what a flag, like, I mean, we got a peace flag hanging here, and I feel like that's an important symbol, so I put it up there.
I thought about, you know, do I put up the Gadsden flag, or do I put up the black flag, or the, you know, the skull and crossbones, or the red and yellow, or I'm sorry, the yellow and black for the ANCA. And I'm like, I don't need a symbol to represent who I am. If my neighbors want to know who I am, come and talk to me. Say hello. Introduce yourself. You know, you'll find out soon enough.
Well, there is something deeply encouraging about whatever your ideology is, seeing that someone else has that. So, like, I believe in liberty. I believe in, you know, personal responsibility, in conversation rather than coercion. So every time I see whichever one it is, you know, the porcupine or the don't tread on me or
appeal to heaven.
You know, pine tree flags that we have around here. Every time I see any of these flags, I go, that's cool.
Yeah.
And it's encouraging that, okay, someone else does believe in freedom.
I'm not alone.
Real, actual freedom.
And they're willing to say
not
it.
Not freedom trademark.
And they're not hiding it. They're willing to go right out there and put it on, literally, on Front Street. Now, of course, the downside is it might get your house egged or something like that, because some people really hate these ideas. That is the downside of it.
I wouldn't egg those houses.
Well, of course,
they tend
you
to be
wouldn't.
Armed.
Well, I mean, you wouldn't. But
no, I mean, just like
teenage
even
kids
if I was
sure
a
would.
Deeply socialist person, I wouldn't
teenage
egg those
Teenage kids
houses.
Aren't thinking about that. They're not thinking about that.
I have a friend of mine from back in the band days who said the best form of home security you could ever have is a, you know, the old, what is it, the rug, the entry rug.
That's come back
this home. No, this home protected by Smith & Wesson. And then a rebel flag in your living room window.
There you go. A lot of people don't understand the rebel flag, though, unfortunately.
No, I know.
You know, it's just one of those things that has been...
But he maintains that that's the cheapest security system you can buy. And I'm like, what about a dog?
Helps. Yeah, yeah, like, a barking, you know, angry dog. Would,
yourself
would
a German help. Shepherd or a...
Yeah, dogs are free.
Well, you got to pay for them, feed them or whatever, train them.
Mm-hmm.
The Bellamy salute was... We're talking about the Pledge of Allegiance and Francis Bellamy, who named the fascist salute the Roman salute, with the straight arm, straight out.
Also known as the Z-Kyle.
Yeah, it became that later. Was intentionally part of that liturgy, as were American flags. By the early 1900s, there were portraits of John Dewey and Horace Mann in the classroom, alongside of George Washington.
Yeah, Horace Mann.
In 1942, the original salute with hands outstretched were replaced for its obvious connection with the Nazi salute. In the 1950s, Bellamy's original pledge was amended to add "under God by Congress" amid fears of another form of Marxism, atheistic communism.
Wait. So they replaced the overt hand straight out thing, and instead they decided to, no, just it's okay.
Put it over
just,
your heart.
Just keep it inside your heart. You don't have to advertise. Just keep it inside your heart.
The state lives within all of our hearts. The Bellamy salute served its purpose as nationalism slowly replaced Christianity over a period of decades. This form of nationalism, not only did it replace Christianity, it also became part of the Christian church, meaning that lots of churches are simultaneously worshiping the state as they purportedly are worshiping their God.
Yeah, that is one of the, like, one of the most surprising things I have ever heard about church services is all of these reports of, like, well, in this one, in this one, and it's like, yeah, well, of course they have the flag up there.
Mm.
And, oh, of course they've got the American flag draped over the altar. And it's like, whoa!
There's a few people like...
clearly
like,
an icon.
Like our former caller, Gene the Christian Anarchist. But, like, I've spoken to people who claim to be practicing Christians. Mm-hmm. And when I ask them, I'm like, well, what does the Bible or what does your faith tell you about following the laws of, you know, the state? They go, oh, you're just supposed to follow.
Yeah, they've got a couple of verses that they love to cite for that, like give unto Caesar or whatever.
But their answer is, oh, no, just follow those, even if they contradict what's in the Bible.
So you brought up, render unto Caesar what is Caesar's. which is really applicable now.
It's getting a bunch of dressing.
Well, that's the thing. Okay, you're upset, like our earlier caller was upset about how the banking system was treating him, specifically Walmart and their check cashing. Well, render unto the banking system what is the banking system's. So quit using their money.
Sure. Yeah, give it back to them and get some crypto or some gold or silver.
And because I feel very strongly about this, so where it says in the Bible about, like, where they point to when they're like, well, it says to do whatever the law says. Well, it clarifies, it says that leaders are good, and it, like, tells you, here's what's good, and leaders are good. Okay, so if these people aren't doing these good things, they're not leaders.
Leading you to something bad, that's right. For sure. Leading you to evil.
Like, for example, you cannot tell me that Stalin was given by God to lead the people of Russia. You cannot reasonably make that argument as a Christian. Okay, so there are qualifications, there are requirements in order for you to follow whatever leader it is. Great, so go with that. And and it's really important to point out that, like, the very nature of government is something that God specifically said not to do. So what they had a bunch of judges, which were essentially well-respected people in their community, that they would go to solve their disputes and problems, which is a great way to solve them.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're like, hey, we need a king because other nations have kings. Those are awesome. We want to be a big boy nation like them. And God said, don't do it. Don't do it. They'll tax you. They'll kill you. They'll take your stuff.
Yeah. They did that to Jesus.
Yeah. All of the things that the state does. And they're like, yeah, but other nations have them, so we want a king.
Yep. So finally, final thoughts here from this story here, Lawrence Vance. He's citing the book Battle for the American Mind, Uprooting a Century of Miseducation. So they say that the Bellamy Salute served its purpose as nationalism slowly replaced Christianity over a period of decades. This form of nationalism, married to what has been called manifest destiny, became a sort of civil religion in its own right in America. Nationalism, he says, has its place, which I disagree with, but this form of American democracy was intentionally disordered. It was an early placement of nation above Christ and executed intentionally. Now, Vance adds, and yet every conservative Christian school that I know of requires its students to recite the pledge, meaning private schools, right?
Mm-hmm.
And to their shame, some conservative churches even recite the pledge during the Sunday morning church service on the Sunday before Memorial Day, the 4th of July, and Veterans Day.
Let the left stop it because of reference to God, and let the right stop it because of reverence for God. But for God's sake, stop it.
Indeed. You can join us coming up here, Civil War. 40% of Americans apparently believe this is a likely or somewhat likely thing to happen within the next decade. What are you?
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.